This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Thank you. The South Dakota Senate will come to order, and we're pleased to welcome back Pastor John Fetty of the New Life Assembly of God. Pastor retired a couple of years ago from Department of Veterans Affairs, headed up the bonus program, and is indeed a hero in his own right. He also is continuing to serve as the American Legion chaplain here. And Pastor, thank you again for all of your service and your personal friendship. From Salem, South Dakota, leading us in our Pledge of Allegiance to today is Caitlin McGregor, the page of the day.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we've come to you in the past, and we have received the help we needed. So we come again, Lord, as a grateful people for the past, but Lord, we have need of the future. Grant us your grace and mercy and wisdom to conduct the affairs set before us. We also ask for each family represented here that you would draw them to you. We also ask, Lord, for those people who've caught in that big mudslide. Terrible things there, Lord. So we ask you to have your hand upon them in the situation there. We also ask for our military, Lord, to grant them safety, grant their leaders wisdom. Lord, we will look forward to the answers to our prayers. For this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, call the roll.
Senator Boland, Kamak, Cronin, Curd, Ewing, Frerich, Greenfield, Haverly, Heinert, Jensen, Kennedy, Killer, Klum, Colbeck, Langer, Maher, Monroe, Nelson, Nessebar, Netherton, Nordstrom, Otten, Partridge, Peters, Rush, Russell, Soholt, Solano, Stalzer, Sutton, Tapio, Tiedemann, White, Wink, and Youngberg. Mr. President, we have a quorum.
Thank you. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the second day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Senator Greenfield, Chair.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We'll do a couple of things. I'm sure that you're coming up here, Senator Tiedemann, to join all of us in thanking you, University of South Dakota, for USD Coyote Day. Thank you, Larry Tiedemann. Go Yotes! That's so. You do like that. You're sort of amphibious, aren't you? You can use both hands or something like that. We are honored today to have with us a doctor of the day, Senator White's personal physician, Dr. Robert Holm, who has actually been such a tremendous healthcare leader in South Dakota and especially in the Huron area. He practices internal medicine, but I know he practices more than that up there since he's Senator White's personal physician and all the HIPAA data he gave me. He also practices geriatrics. Oh, ta-da! Anyway, Dr. Holm, we are so glad that you're here. He's a University of South Dakota grad, got his residency in Oklahoma, and thank gosh we got you back here, and I know how well respected you are and all of the people that you've taken care of and brought to continue that caring mission in Huron. So, Dr. Holm, great to see you, and thank you on behalf of Senator White and all of us for taking care of us today. Reports of joint selects.
That was great timing, dude.
I'm sorry, communications.
I have two letters of appointments from the governor's office. They are both reappointments, and they're both to the South Dakota Ellsworth Development Authority. The first is David R. Emery of Rapid City, and the second is Kurt E. Soleil of Rapid City. And these will both letters will be published in the journal.
Okay, now it's, do I have to read these? You sure? Okay. Read it now. I'm a husband. I'm used to orders. Okay. Thank you. Sorry, Jill. The referral of reappointment of Kurt Soleil and David Emery to Ellsworth Development Authority will be heard by the State Affairs Committee. Thank you, Jill. Now, we're there to Joint Selects.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee, appointed on joint rules, respectfully reports that it has had under consideration the joint rules and recommends that the temporary joint rules adopted by the 33rd Legislative Session be adopted as the permanent joint rules of the 93rd Legislative Session. And I'm not going to read all of the changes because we made copies for you, and the rules in their entirety will be published in the journal. Respectfully submitted, Senators Greenfield, Curd, and Frerichs, and Mickelson, Qualm, and Hawley. And then the second one is your select committee appointed on Senate rules respectfully reports that it has met and is recommending a change. And that's also on your desk. And it will be published in the journal. And that's respectfully submitted, Senators Greenfield, Curd, and Sutton.
Just to reiterate, Senators, recall, so these reports are there, and eventually we'll vote on them. Okay, please proceed.
Senator Curd moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 12 noon on Friday, January 12th, the fourth legislative day.
Is there a second? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Curd moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, Senate and House journals and bills and other legislative printing for the two houses and state offices be adopted.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Senator Curd moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging for legislative days for the members, officers, and employees of the House and Senate be adopted.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Curd moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to securing chaplains for the 93rd Legislative Session be adopted.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Curd moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the House and Senate be adopted.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
And Senator Curd moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to setting the compensation for the elective and appointed officers and employees of the 93rd Legislative Session as found on page 42 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Senator Curd, you've been busy. All those in favor, I'm sorry, this is a roll call vote because it has to do with compensation. The Constitution requires such. So this is a roll call vote on the motion to adopt the committee report relative to compensation. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Bolin?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Cronin?
Aye.
Curd? Ewing,
aye.
Frerichs,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Haverly,
aye.
Heinert,
aye.
Jensen,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Killer,
aye.
Klum,
aye.
Kolbeck,
aye.
Langer, excused, Maher,
aye.
Monroe,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nessebe,
aye.
Netherton,
aye.
Norstrup,
aye.
Otten,
aye.
Partridge,
aye.
Peters, excused. Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tapio?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, 2 excused.
Senator Curd's motion that the Joint Select Committee setting the compensation, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Thank you. First reading of Senate bills. We have... Oh, we don't have any. It's just the assignment. Thank you. Senate Bill 20 was previously read, and the President Pro Tem has signed this now to State Affairs. Thank you. I think that's it. Senators, I was asked by Jay Vogt, easy for me to say, that to remind you on this cold day that they have a warm groovy reception at our Cultural Heritage Center. It will be the 70s without all the accoutrements, I think. But you have your mood rings. I'm sure they'll be real cold as you go out there. But they've done a great deal of work there. And personally, I'm such a great fan of that organization. So thank you for the opportunity to announce that and encourage you to attend this afternoon. Other announcements now. Senator Soholt, good day.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Health and Human Services will meet tomorrow morning at 10. We're having an update on where we're at with suicide prevention, our prescription drugs and opioid issue, and also the PDMP drug monitoring program.
Thank you, ma'am. Senator Kamak, good day, sir.
Good day, Mr. President. The Joint Select Committee for the memorial service will meet at 4 p.m., room 363. That's the old LCR2. That'll be at 4 p.m., and it includes Senator Kamak, Jensen, and Frerichs.
Thank you so much. Senator Solano.
Thank you, Mr. President. Everyone should receive on their desk the invitation from the Center for Evidence-Based Policy, Science of Good Policy. They'll be providing presentation at 3 p.m. today or 15 minutes after the joint session. Thank you.
And where will that be, sir?
Thank you, Mr. President. Room 414.
414. Thank you. Senator Ewing, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. State Affairs, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., we're going to work our first two bills.
Thank you. Senator Wick.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Joint Committee on Appropriations will be meeting tomorrow morning. We'll be hearing from the Investment Council, the Retirement System, our State Treasurer, and the Commissioner of School and Public Lands. I'm sure it will be thrilling. Please join us. Thank you.
It actually will be. Senator Monroe, good day, sir.
Yes, it is a good day, Mr. President, and we will have Senate Taxation Committee meeting in the morning at 10 o'clock, and there's going to be a lot of thinking going on, so be ready. Thank you, Mr. President.
Whoa. Sounds exciting. Senator Otten, good afternoon.
Senate Transportation, 7:45, and we've got five bills.
Thank you. Mitakapi, Senator Heinert.
Mitakapi, Mr. President. Well, I'm just glad to inform everybody that following the State of the Tribes address, we will have an informal session with all invited tribal leaders who are here. I've seen representation from 8 of the 9 tribes so far. So please come up and get to know the citizens and the tribal leaders that share our borders. So with that, pilame aapalo. 414.
414 as well. I think that's a double booking because Senator Solano, do you want to check schedule? I'd hate to have your aircraft on the tarmac for an hour. Okay.
We'll work through that.
We'll work it out. Senator Kurt.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate Republicans will meet at 11:15 tomorrow at the usual location, and a re-announcement, if you'd allow the latitude.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow, the Senate session is at noon, 12 noon tomorrow. And we will have some things to vote on, actually. So 12 noon tomorrow for the Senate.
Any other announcements? Just because when we get into joint session, there's always a lot of everybody camaraderie and everything getting together. So I wanted to explain to you, especially because we have only been through a couple of these, is it'll be a little out of order from what we normally do because it's part of recognizing Chairman Gorneau. So what I'll announce from over there is that we'll just stand for the pledge, and then you'll be seated, and I'll explain it to everybody, and then we'll go through the normal aspect. And then there's an introduction of
a prayer leader along with an honoring flag song that will occur. That happened last year in that same order, but again, it's been a whole year and I'll announce that, so we'll work it through that. Any other announcements? Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Senator Heinert moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those, thank you so much. We'll see you over in the House chamber.